Welcome to Inside Ag. I'm your host, Greg Deering. My guest today is Dr. Katie Burke, assistant professor with K-State's Ag Communications and Journalism Program. Dr. Burke is heading up a survey on soil health, and we're glad to have her here today to talk about that. Welcome, Dr. Burke.
Thank you, Greg. I'm happy to be here.
I guess starting out, let's just have you kind of give an overview of this survey and what the overall goal of it is.
Yes, the overall goal of the survey is related to all the attention that's growing about soil health. And we know that not every farmer and rancher is the same when it comes to soil conservation and soil health practices and deciding what works best for their operation. So we need to understand the barriers that these producers are facing in implementing new soil health practices, whether that producer is trying soil health for the first time or just curious about soil health, or if they're already doing a suite of soil health practices and they want to expand into more. We also want to know where producers and landowners are getting information about soil health. Different people get information in different ways. So we're trying to understand where everyone is going to get information and to learn about all these different topics related to soil health. So the big goal is eventually to be able to create efficient outreach materials about soil health in Kansas, and also to have more effective conversations with producers about soil health. I do want to mention that the project is funded through the Kansas NRCS, the Natural Resources Conservation Service. And it's the survey is one piece of a bigger soil health study that's going to last for a few years. So that's really exciting. Some of the survey questions focus on what kinds of practices producers want to learn more about, what their barriers are, like I mentioned, to implementing new soil health practice, and again, also where they go to get information about soil health. I want to note that the survey isn't for all Kansas citizens. It's particularly for those who own, rent, operate, or manage agricultural land or an agricultural production operation in Kansas.
You kind of addressed this, but one of the things that got my attention is this is you are and your fellow researchers are in ag communications. I was curious about what kind of possible messaging to producers might come out of this about, hey, here's where the best information is.
Yeah. So ag communications is potentially a less common field of study in the social sciences, but it is part of the social sciences, and soil health has a huge social science component. We do want to, that part of the study is finding out what are the right messages? What is the right channels and avenues? So I guess the right answer to your question is that those are the things that we're trying to study. We don't have any preliminary results or anything yet, but that's exactly where we're going with this study.
And what kind of sparked this interest in soil health?
So there are four of us researchers on the project, plus a graduate student. My background is a mix between agricultural communications and natural resource conservation. So my particular interest in this study is I have an interest in soil conservation, soil health. I suppose that's what prompted the study.
What kind of outreach have you been doing? I know we've included this in our newsletters. Are there mailers going out to producers across Kansas? What kind of outreach should farmers and ranchers expect?
Yeah, great question. We have a digital link to the survey, and that's being sent out through multiple Kansas ag organizations, including Kansas Farm Bureau and several others. We are sending out a paper copy of the survey, but that gets expensive pretty quickly. So we have a 1,000 paper surveys going out to randomly selected ag producers and landowners. So some of your listeners might get a paper copy, but otherwise the biggest distribution is through digital links going out through partner organizations in Kansas.
Looking at the first page of that link, it says it takes about 20 to 30 minutes to complete this survey. Is there anything, any kind of information that producers should have kind of at the ready before they take that survey?
I hope that it says 15 to 20 minutes. And I know that sounds daunting, but no, there's nothing that they should have ready except for just thinking about what they want to learn about different topics about soil health, Otherwise, there's really nothing that I can think of that they need to do to prepare for this survey.
Is there an easy way for them to get to that link if they're listening to this episode right now and want to go take the survey?
Yes. If any listeners haven't seen the link yet, or if it gets lost in email like my links often do, they can go to ksoilhealth.org. That's ksoilhealth.org. That's the website for the Kansas Soil Health Alliance, and they were gracious enough to put it on their homepage for us. So right on their homepage, it says Kansas State University Soil Health Survey. Take the survey here. You can click and take it.
We talked a little bit about how this is primarily to gauge where producers are getting their information about soil health and conservation practices. Is there potential for, I guess, communications with policymakers or even consumers coming out of this about, I know carbon credits have been the hot topic for, it seems like, the last several months. One of the conversations I know that we've had internally among staff here is just, this is still a very new area, and that market is developing, but it's not quite there yet where it's a lot of people are going to rush into it. Is there the potential then to have this, I guess, help explain some of those, why those barriers exist and how they are resolved?
Absolutely. I think this survey is one piece of the puzzle. And there are some other pieces obviously needed to help inform policy. And also on the consumer side, what are consumers' perceptions and what do they think about soil health? And I think that's a whole other study. But yeah, hopefully the results of this study can help those conversations progress. And I know there are some other organizations like the Kansas Rural Center. They're very interested in soil health related to policy. So hopefully the results of this study will help several organizations and individuals move forward with these conversations.
Any final thoughts before we go?
Just a couple comments. I know it's a busy time of year for producers, so I really appreciate all of the producers who have already taken time to take the survey. And I appreciate the producers who will be taking the survey in the coming weeks. We're going to close the survey in late July. So folks still have about a month to get in there, tell us about their operation and their thoughts. And yeah, the graciousness and the helpfulness of the producers who have already responded and who've emailed me directly is just so great. So thanks again to all the producers.
That's Dr. Katie Burke. Katie, thank you for taking the time to talk about the soil health survey with me today.
Thanks, Greg.
That's it for this edition of Inside Ag. Be sure to subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. From Manhattan, I'm Greg Deering for Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture. Inside Ag is made possible by Kansas Farm Bureau members in each of the state's 105 counties. To become a member, visit www.kfb.org/join.